Chapter 98. Despite the flow of oxygen that passed through her respirator, Elizabeth Sinsky felt lightheaded. 5 minutes had passed since Bruder's PCR devices had revealed the horrifying truth.
Our window for containment closed long ago.
The Solublon bag had apparently dissolved sometime last week, most likely on the opening night of the concert, which Sinsky now knew had been playing for several nights straight. The few remaining shreds of Solublon attached to the tether had not disappeared, only because they had been coated with an adhesive to help secure them to the tether's clasp.
The contagion has been out for a week.
Now, with no possibility of isolating the pathogen, the SRS agents huddled over samples in the cistern's makeshift lab and assumed their usual fallback position: analysis, classification, and threat assessment. So far, the PCR units had revealed only one solid piece of data, and the discovery surprised no one.
The virus was now airborne.
The contents of the Solublon bag had apparently bubbled up to the surface and aerosolized viral particles into the air.
It wouldn't take many, Sinsky knew, especially in such an enclosed area.
A virus, unlike a bacteria or chemical pathogen, could spread through a population with astounding speed and penetration. Parasitic in their behavior, viruses entered an organism and attached to a host cell in a process called adsorption. They then injected their own DNA or RNA into that cell, recruiting the invaded cell and forcing it to replicate multiple versions of the virus. Once a sufficient number of copies existed, the new virus particles would kill the cell and burst through the cell wall, speeding off to find new host cells to attack. And the process would be repeated. An infected individual would then exhale or sneeze, sending respiratory droplets out of his body. These droplets would remain suspended in the air until they were inhaled by other hosts, and the process began all over again.
Exponential growth,
Sinsky mused, recalling Zobrist's graphs illustrating the human population explosion.
Zobrist is using the exponential growth of viruses to combat the exponential growth of people.
The burning question now, however, was, how would this virus behave?
Coldly stated,
how will it attack its host?